Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
A couple of my listeners apparently overdoing it on the coffee today, so it is. All right, so Elaine just asked if we could talk in more specifics about some of the things being done by the secretaries out there. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross called Amazon's recent $13.7 billion acquisition of Whole Foods a clever move because it marries Amazon's marketing and distribution expertise with a high-quality niche retailer. It's also somebody getting married to a company, Amazon, that has a lot of experience in price fixing and schemes when it comes to ebooks and a lot of other problems they've had from the marketplace in 2013, 2014, 2015. And the list goes on with Amazon and their price fixing schemes and their ability to their attempts to defraud consumers. Jeff Steyer here, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research in D.C., of course. Jeff, welcome back.
Always good to be with you, Steve.
So, you know, here it is, a company, because Whole Foods has had all sorts of problems with deceptive practices and defrauding their customers. They should be a welcome addition to the team of Amazon.
It's really a fascinating situation because Whole Foods likes to talk about how they're organic and local. That's why they're able to charge sometimes double the price for fruits and vegetables. I like to look at this from a public health perspective, as you know, Steve. I think the public health goal should be to get people to eat more fruits and vegetables. You know, instead of the government putting on soda taxes and telling us how we should live, I do think people should eat more fruits and vegetables. The best way to encourage that policy is to make available low-cost fruits and vegetables, because prices have an impact on people, and they're willing to buy more fruits and vegetables if they're lower priced.
Are you kidding me? Do you really mean that the old adage, price sells, is real?
Yeah, well, you know, Whole Foods has been able to get around that by creating this fiction,
yeah,
and riding the organic food fiction to say, well, you don't want to eat those pesticides that you get on traditionally grown produce, so buy our expensive ones so you don't, you know, harm your family when you give them, I don't know, tomatoes and cucumbers. Ours are organic, and even better, they say they're locally grown, and in many cases they're not.
Right.
My think tank is based in Washington. I live in New York City.
And, sorry about that.
There's a Whole Foods two blocks from me that sells pineapples. I challenge them to find a locally grown pineapple in New York City.
Yeah, well, you know, locally grown, sort of. You know, I mean, but here's my bigger concern is this. My bigger concern is the propensity of Amazon to price fix and gouge consumers, and that goes right along with Whole Foods' propensity to price gouge consumers. And I'm saying this based on cases brought against, you know, both. I'm not saying this out in
right.
In a vacuum.
You're absolutely right. There have been examples of Amazon doing that. It's been in the news recently where they'll say, you know, 30% off, and then they'll say what it's off of, and nobody's selling that product for 30% higher. It's just defrauding consumers. But you're right to point out that is a great marriage of Amazon and Whole Foods, because Whole Foods, not only do they sell, you know, supposedly local food, which is not local, and supposedly organic food, they've gotten in trouble for importing stuff from China that I can't imagine has been certified organic. They just call it organic and therefore charge more for it.
Right.
But Whole Foods has literally put their thumb on the scale, and they have been fined by New York City and Los Angeles and elsewhere for having their scales set the wrong way. So things wind up weighing more on the scale than they actually do. So they can charge more for the bulk item.
Right. If it's just a fraction, just a little teeny bit every time, you know, over time, that adds up. I mean, there's no question about that. But you ask, how does Whole Foods sell their products at a price higher than than other grocery chains. Well, let's be honest, we sell water in this company at at $8 a gallon, four times the price of gasoline in most areas, because you pay a 99 cents or $1.19 for a 16-ounce bottle of water. I mean, gas.
Cost more on Amazon.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
probably
more at Whole Foods.
Yeah, you're probably right. Water. I mean, that's $8 a gallon or more. Gas around here is $2.25. I mean, that's four times the price of gas. That's called marketing.
No, it's totally absurd. Look, I'm a free market guy, as is, by the way, the owner of Whole Foods is a libertarian. So good for him. But I think consumers should educate themselves and inform themselves before bought from a public health perspective. Should you be paying more for these products? Are they worth it to you? And, you know, even worse, Whole Foods has gotten into lots of trouble, not only with regulators about their price-fixing schemes, but also on food safety front. So the idea that organic food is healthier just doesn't hold water, doesn't hold bottled water, because they have gotten people sick from not using basic food safety techniques. So,
well, my question, I guess
the myth that whole food is healthier.
Yeah, I don't think it's any healthier. I've never bought into the whole organic thing anyway. I trust the people at Michigan State University and the land-grant colleges in this world that were put together, smart thing. The Ohio State, Michigan State, the University of Minnesota, all the Big Ten schools for the most part are colleges that have spent a lot of time studying agriculture, many of them, and making better products that are resistant to pests and grow better and are every bit as nutritious as anything that says organic on it. Jeff, you know that. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
Well, that's very true. And the idea that we should be spending more for organic and therefore buying less fruits and vegetables undermines public health.
Well, there you go. It's a good position you take, Jeff. I'm going to go ahead and agree with you on that. I think they should spend as much money as possible, maximize their spending dollar on as many healthy choices as they can make.
And if you're an environmentalist, you want to, like I am, you'd think you want to grow as much produce on as little land as possible. And organic, by tying your hands, by not using modern and safe technology to grow your food, you need more land to grow less food. That's not environmental.
That's not environmental. Jeff Steyer, he's had an organic argument all day. We'll be right back.